This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters, each night we are listening to Salatul Taraweeh and we listen to the words of the Quran attentively and beautifully, and we enjoy this night prayer. The question I was asked is, why isn't this during the day? Similarly, someone said, why isn't the fast at night? And so many other questions that today's inquisitive mind may ask. Do you know that Allah Almighty is the one who created us? Now, we know reasoning of some of the rulings that He set, but we wouldn't know all of it, and we will never know all of it. The fact that we know it comes from Allah, we know that it is beneficial. And we know that if this is what Allah has said, there has to be tremendous benefit in what Allah Almighty has chosen. So if Allah has told us that the fast needs to be from dawn to dusk, then that's what it will be. And He knows that the benefit will be tremendous in every way, not just for our spiritual selves or our connection with Allah, but even health-wise and every other way. Similarly, the five daily prayers, which one is at what time and how many units, all of that is chosen by Allah perfectly in order for it to serve a holistic purpose. Some of the reasoning we will know and some of it we will not know. All of that is okay. Allah has revealed it that way to ask us to dress in a specific way. There has to be reasoning behind it. For whatever Allah has decreed, whatever He's asked us to do, there is always divine wisdom. Whether we understand it or not, there will be benefit. Similarly, the timings of the prayer. You know, people say during the daytime, why do we have to read softly, like for Dhuhr and Salatul Asr? Except for those like Jumu'ah and Eid, where it is a massive congregational prayer, where we read aloud. The rest of them during the day are soft. And at night, we read aloud. What's the purpose? Allah knows the purpose. We may know some reasoning, but whether we know the reasoning or not, we should understand if Allah has said it, it means that we will definitely benefit from it. Look at the Monday and Thursday Sunnah fast. Look at the fasts of the 3 days during the month. Look at halal and haram, what Allah has forbidden for us to consume in terms of intoxicants, in terms of meat that is harmful for us, in terms of so many other things. Allah has said that this is haram, you need to know there must be a powerful reason for that. We might understand some of it, but the broader benefit is amazing. If Allah has instructed us that you have to do this, then that is exactly how it will be. Look at the month of Ramadan. It is 1 month, not more, not less. Lunar month, which means sometimes 29, sometimes 30. Amazing. It's exactly the right amount. And Allah calls it Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, not the 2 months of Ramadan, not the week of Ramadan or the days of Ramadan, etc. Shahru Ramadan, the month, it's 1 month of Ramadan. And then Allah Almighty speaks about وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ so that you can complete, or so that you complete the prescribed time. Allah has decided that this is the timing and this is when it will be. It's the ninth month of the lunar calendar that we follow, not the eighth, not the sixth. Why? Allah knows best. And if Allah has done that, it is exactly correct for us, and it is the best that we could ever have had. Similarly, the duration of the fast, the exact length of the whole month, it's not more, it's not less, the positioning of the month, all of that is part of the planning of Allah. You know, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he left his wife Hajar in the desert of Makkah, she asked one question, Allahu amaraka bihada, did Allah instruct you to do this? When he said yes, that was sufficient. She knew something major is going to happen in terms of goodness. Look, today we're in Makkah. Every one of us comes to this place that had nothing in it at the time of Hajar and Ismail. May peace and blessings be upon them. So how throughout the generations Allah caused it to grow, and Allah caused a multitude of men and women to live here, to be here, the hearts of the people to yearn to come to Mecca and Medina. Subhanallah. All this is from Allah. Allahu amaraka bihada. Did Allah instruct you? Well, if He did, there goes. May Allah Almighty help us. In life, there are certain things we need to realize. When Allah has instructed us in a certain way, just follow those instructions. Just follow them. The fact that you know the source and you know it's authentic and you know it's coming from Allah, whether you understand it or not, becomes irrelevant. You may know some of it, you may understand some of it, but you need to realize the broader benefit. For example, the Quran, why was it revealed in Arabic? Why not Portuguese? Why was it revealed, for example, in Mecca? Why not in wherever else? That's all part of the plan of Allah. Allah chose. Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulan wa min al-nas. Allah chooses His prophets from the angels, from the people, and Allah chooses everyone and everything. Allah decides. Allah's decision is final. So there's nothing you're going to be able to do to change that. But you need to realize, benefit from it. Understand you're one from among the billions and trillions of creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, enjoy this month of Ramadan. Let's use it to help us discipline ourselves. And inshallah, we earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever He has told us not to do, we don't want to do it because we know by doing it, it's going to harm us. Whatever He's told us we have to do, we're going to try our best to fulfill it to the best of our abilities. And whatever He has permitted, we will realize and understand it's because of the goodness in it. What He has made prohibited or told us not to engage in, we know that that's because of the harm in it. May Allah bless all of us and strengthen us. أقول قولي هذا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.